The Volumes of Truth. Volume 5. In Spirit and in Truth. 5 August 2010. From Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Holy One of Israel. What is the knowledge of man? Is it not a stone of stumbling? And the pride of man, a rock of offense? How then shall the blind see, or the deaf hear, unless I heal them? Or how shall one grab hold of the line, unless it is first placed within their reach? Yet all those who call of themselves Christian seek out knowledge, only to proclaim their own glory before men. Indeed they proclaim falsely, that they know the way, though they remain lost in their own deceptions. For as it is written, My people are foolish, and have no understanding. They are skilled at doing evil, but of doing good they have no knowledge. They refuse to obey the voice of the living God, nor will they receive correction. Behold, truth has perished among them. It has altogether been cut off from their mouths. Yet my servants are wise. They fear the Lord, and wait upon me, with all patience and faith, doubting nothing. Humble servants, who study my word, knowing I am the author and the finisher thereof. When they wake, and when they lie down, I am there. I am their life, and they are my joy, says the Lord. Therefore, when my servants come to an impasse in my word, according to their own understanding, what is their reaction? They continue on, without hindrance or doubt. For their relationship with the author is intimate, their trust, without reservation. Thus, they remain at peace, and wait upon the Lord for the light of understanding, knowing in their heart every word is true. Ready to receive the spirit of the word, stumbling not over its letter. And until my people are established firmly upon this premise, they will remain daunted, striving to see, but never fully understanding, straining to hear, but remaining dull of hearing. Thus for my wise and faithful servants, all barriers are removed. For their peace is in the knowing, I am who I am, though they yet stand at the beginning, unable to see the end. An heir of all I will reveal to them, when the fullness of time has come in, says the Lord.